South Africa recording both the highest number of daily COVID-19 cases and positivity rates since January, with 13,246 infections confirmed over just the past 24-hour period. This is huge. The National Institute for Communicable Diseases says this represents a 21.7% positivity rate. Sadly, another 136 people have also died in this country after contracting the virus, with the country's death toll now at 58,223. On the recovery front, and this is very important, people are recovering. Just over 1.6 million people have recuperated so far. The latest vaccine stats show that just over, almost, I think it's about 2 million people, almost there, have now received at least one dose of a COVID-19 shot. So those are the figures. That's where we stand. The question is, what is coming our way and are we prepared? On the line is the chairperson of the Social Security Systems Administration at Wits University, Professor Alex van den Heerden. Hi, Professor. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday Report.
Good afternoon.
My question to you, the third wave seems to be more severe than the second wave. Are we prepared for this? We heard what the president had to say, but are we prepared? Are we taking enough precautions?
Well, it might appear more severe than the second wave, but in the second wave, the restrictions were implemented at a time when the Gauteng was significantly on the rise, and the restrictions did appear to work in all provinces, and so Gauteng actually benefited from those restrictions. And when you examine and you work back from the excess death information, a province like Gauteng still had a very large residual population that had never been infected before, which means that it did face the risk of a severe wave coming forward. It doesn't mean that other provinces won't have waves, but there's a question as to how severe they would be. It was very severe last time for the Western Cape, Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal. But this time, Gauteng is basically bearing the brunt, and I think the earlier restrictions were really not strong enough to deal with the gathering, and now we will have to see whether in about a week or so we will reach the peak in Gauteng.
It's interesting that you say that. When the president gave his last family meeting, a lot of us were thinking, well, what's going to happen next? Are we going to be going into a high lockdown? We did go into a high lockdown, but it was much of the same, wasn't it?
Well, it's very similar to the configuration of December. The difference between December and now is that it's cold weather. So there's a greater risk that people are gathering indoors without adequate protection. Which is different in the sort of summer period when people are just sort of more naturally outdoors and it's much easier to ventilate places because it's warm. But now people are closing windows and any sort of risky setting is going to result in a super spreading event. And these rises, this kind of very, very dramatic increase is largely driven by super spreading events. So I think that we'll have to see whether these latest set of measures adequately target the super spreading events. We had a stronger version of this in December because there was a more complete alcohol ban, but this is kind of timed to hit the period in which people are most likely to be socializing, and the curfew also impacts on the socializing. We will have to see whether it impacts, but we have to also look at the behavior of taxis and public any form of bulk transport, which are also at risk of super spreading.
Do people perhaps, though, need to, so to speak, catch a wake-up? In other words, understand what's happening at the moment, because people in South Africa are under real threat. We don't have those vaccines yet, although if you are over 60, you perhaps will have one. But do people need to consider that they're actually in clear and present danger, so to speak?
They are, and really it's a matter of timing. I mean, unfortunately, government messed up the vaccine acquisition and rollout process. And as people warned sort of toward the end of last year, myself included, that we were going to go into the winter high-risk third wave period without any vaccine program at scale. And this is what's occurred. So, you know, really now to get sick with COVID, when in fact we will have vaccines administered throughout the remainder of the year, it's not worth putting your life in danger at this point. And so people just need to be careful for the next 5 to 6 months, and rather than get infected and take the risk of severe illness. And just to note that we do not see all of the severe illness, and we do not see all of the death in the reported figures, as well as the infections. We've actually had over 170,000 deaths from COVID, not the 50-something reported. The 170,000+ deaths are what is reported in the excess death information, and is highly correlated with the trajectory of the epidemic, suggesting there are COVID deaths. That means we've had a really dramatic epidemic, and a lot more people are dying than we're seeing in the reported figures.
That's so important to note. Professor Alex van der Heever, Chairperson of the Social Security Systems Administration and Management Studies at Wits University. 170,000 people. They take those figures, they look at the normal amounts of people who have died, and then just looking at exactly what's happened since March last year, it's more than that 58,000 figure that is quoted. Well, let's stay with the story. And the Western Cape, you'll remember the Western Cape. It was hit by, the first and second waves pretty badly. It was the epicenter for a while of what was happening COVID-wise in our country. On the line is the Western Cape's head of health, Dr. Keith Klutter. Good afternoon, Doctor. Welcome to the Midday Report.
Good afternoon, Ryan. Good afternoon, listeners.
So what's happening in the Western Cape? Gauteng at the moment, we all know that it's surging in Gauteng, but the Western Cape, what is the overall picture at the moment?
We have been on a steady incline of cases for the last 6 weeks. For four of the 6 weeks, it's been a gradual increase of cases, and hospitalizations kept quite stable and deaths kept stable. Proportion positive of tests to the labs kept stable. But over the last 14 days, we've seen a rapid incline of increasing cases. So we made an announcement last week that we were entering a third wave, and was on the base of a rapid increase. And we can pinpoint it to where multiple clusters of infections have now all almost coalesced together, and it's now going into what we call community transmission of COVID. So for us, that's the entry of the third wave, and that's why the restrictions on movement and gatherings is such an essential part now of curbing any further rapid increase of cases in the Western Cape.
Looking at hospitals, are the Western Cape's hospitals ready? And if so, are you peaking at some hospitals so far?
We've learned a lot from the first and second wave. Because of our learnings, we've now implemented what we call a four-tiered trigger system. So it's like a robot system, the yellow, orange, light red, and dark red. And we are in the yellow warning level. And what we do is we trigger and activate our capacity and our preparedness appropriate for the level we're in. So the idea is it's proposed to be that we prepare to stagger any additional capacity. So that's bringing testing capacity online, staffing capacity, additional bed capacity, additional oxygen capacity, additional field hospital capacity. It's all, like I said, stratified in terms of a trigger system. Because of our learnings we've done in the first and second wave, and we've got all the capacity we require if the wave is going to be as bad as the second wave or potentially even worse in the Western Cape. We don't think it will be as bad as the second wave. We think that we will have a lesser impact in the third wave, but we are prepared for the worst-case scenario.
It's interesting that you say that, and I always love the way that you predict, or your department predicts, when it's going to peak and when it's going to go. What are we looking at over the next month or so?
We have predicted that by the first week, about first or second week of June, that we will have what we call this inflection point. It's the entering of the third wave. We also have tracked in the second wave quite clearly what happened in Nelson Mandela Bay, because they preceded us, and also in Garden Route in our own province. So we could predict in the second wave what's going to happen in the metro on that experience. So we're watching what's happening in Gauteng now, the inland provinces. And similarly, we can predict that over the next 6 weeks, we're going to have a rapid increase. We predict our peak towards about 6 weeks from now, and then a decline. So we're pretty clear that all our projections of what we've had before, what we've learned, especially in the second wave, is standing us in good stead. And we know what capacity to bring online, what oxygen to bring online, what additional hospital capacity to bring online. That applies to private and public. At the moment, our public, our private sector hospitals are more severely infected than us because most of these cases and clusters have been picked up in affluent neighborhoods. And we're seeing that rapid increase in hospitalization in private sector over the last 5-10 days. Public sector lagging a little bit behind, but it's all on the uptick.
That is so interesting. Western Cape Head of Health, Dr. Keith Klutter. I'd like to hear from you. Are we doing enough? Is government doing enough? Are you and I, are we doing enough to stop this COVID-19 third wave? What should we be doing? What have you seen? If you've gone out and to supermarkets or maybe even nightclubs or wherever you've gone, what have you seen? I'd like your observations. You can leave a WhatsApp, a voice note message on 072 702 1702.